Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John, has explained the importance of contact tracing in containing the spread of COVID-19. Ms. John also pointed out that persons who may have been exposed to COVID-19 must know when to take a test to determine if they have contracted the disease.
So if you have somebody tested positive, so say for example we have chair test positive, chairs in the workplace or a church or a restaurant area, etc., then immediately those persons are wrong. Once they start to hear that chair test positive, they're going to go into full-on panic mode. Everybody may want to also get tested as well. From the Ministry of Health, we really want to encourage persons not to test too early, because that could really give you a false sense of security if you test negative. And I say that because chair tests positive today, and if chair then informs me that he or she tested positive, I will then go and get tested today. Same day chair was tested. But my exposure to chair was just about a day ago, before chair actually found out that the results were positive. Testing too early before I have sufficient antibodies or anything could give me a negative result. But it's not as a reflection from chair. It's a reflection from before. 4 days later, I go through my day and I start feeling sick. You know, chest pain, runny nose, coughing, headache, etc. And I start to ask myself, what's wrong? And so when I go to the clinic and I go to my flu clinic and I'm assessed, they then indicate to me that I'm tested positive. And so persons would ask, why? I tested negative a couple of days ago. That's because you tested too early.
That was Health Promotions Officer in the Ministry of Health, Shanika John. In the region, as Barbados continues to battle a deadly Delta outbreak in the COVID-19 pandemic, Minister of Tourism Senator Lisa Cummings is giving the assurance that any changes to protocols at the island's borders will have the safety of Barbadians at heart first and foremost. She said travelers were concerned about the possibility of contracting the virus while vacationing there. Local hotels are reporting significant cancellations in bookings as a variant continues to spread across the island. And in the international arena, the spread of COVID-19 among children in England is fueling a rise in cases nationally, and it is causing concern among some scientists that vaccines are being rolled out in schools too slowly, risking the welfare of children and adults alike. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.